Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Faves here, and with me is Dr. Ahmad Zulkifli. He's a ear, nose and throat specialist from Pantai Hospital Batu Pahat, and he's here to talk to us about nose cancer symptoms and treatments. So doctor, what is nose cancer and what are the symptoms?
Nasal and sinus cancer affect the nasal or sinus cavity. It's a rare type of cancer and most often affects men. The most common symptoms of nasal and sinus cancer are frequent nosebleed, reduced sense of smell, blocked nose that persistently affect one side, mucus running from nose or draining into the back of the nose and throat. This symptom can be similar to the more common and less serious condition, such as a cold or sinusitis, so it's the best to get it screened. At one stage, symptoms may include frequent headache, swollen gland in the neck, pain or numbness in the face, blur or double vision, ear pain or discharge, difficulty in swallowing, and a weight loss for unknown reason.
Okay, Dr. Ahmad, our listeners have got a lot of questions to ask you. Just hang on, let's get into the music first. Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. Dr. Ahmad Zulkifli is here. He's a ear, nose and throat specialist from Pantai Hospital Batu Pahat, and he's here to talk about nose cancer. Dr. Ahmad Zulkifli, what are the treatment options for nose cancer?
Okay, before treatment, tests such as endoscopy or biopsy of the lesion in the nasal cavity is required to confirm the cancer. If cancer is detected, investigation through scans such as CT scan that is performed by scanning the base of skull to the upper chest will help determine the staging of the disease. The consultant ear, nose and throat specialist and consultant oncologist will then discuss and recommend the treatment modality to the patient. Discussion usually include the possible side effect, the patient preference and overall health. Generally, the three main treatment options include surgery to remove the tumor, radiation therapy or chemotherapy. One of these treatments or a combination of the treatment may be recommended.
Mix Today's Best Music, brought to you by Pantai Hospitals. I'm Fat Fames, and I'm with Dr. Ahmad Zulkifli, a ear, nose and throat specialist from Pantai Hospital Batu Pahat. Now, Dr. Ahmad, how do we prevent or reduce the risk of developing nose cancer?
Nasal and sinus cancer may not be prevented, but it can be reduced by avoiding certain risk factors such as smoking, prolonged exposure to substance at workplace such as wood and leather dust, nickel or chromium and formaldehyde may increase the risk of a nose cancer. It's recommended that individuals that are at risk to wear proper protection gear at the workplace.
Thank you, Dr. Ahmad Zulkifli. Don't forget, Doctor on Call happens every Thursday, 3 p.m. right here on Mix.